Welcome everyone to Dirt Doctor Radio, specializing in how to be honestly green. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, and are really good for the environment. Tips and suggestions from listeners are encouraged, so give us a call at 866-444-3478. It's now time to venture through the foggy misinformation and learn about what truly is green. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor and proud owner of Mystery Dog Tater, Howard Garrett.
Mystery Dog Tater's been a little confused since we've been under construction at the house doing the new kitchen. And I've had my office, which I usually do in the breakfast room where I do a lot of work, out in the den. And so those dogs, boy, they're used to things done a certain way. And it's been kind of interesting. But we've had fun getting used to new digs for a while. I wanted to tell everybody that this hour is brought to you by the Texas Organic Research Center, which is our 501c3 not-for-profit part of our whole operation here of trying to help spread the word and convert the world to organics. The newsletter that we're doing right now that I've been talking about kind of off and on during the show is very important. It's the follow-up to a newsletter that we did talking about the direct connection between Roundup, the glyphosate product, the Roundup that, you know, is everywhere out there. That's what I'm talking about, the common product, and cancer, specifically non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Some new information came out about that. We've been talking about the connection between Roundup and degenerative diseases now for some time. And a lot of people are confused about this GMO, the genetically modified organisms, because there are some people that should know better that are out there promoting and saying how great it is. Now, some of the people that are promoting it are making millions and millions of dollars off of it. And of course, you can understand why they're promoting it. Why somebody that's not working for Monsanto and not involved in all that would be promoting it, like Bill Gates, for example. You'd think a guy like Bill Gates and others that are very intelligent people would know better than to be promoting this as a good idea. But one of the problems is explaining what is the real danger of it. And I've got a great tool for you. Those of you who are smart enough to see that this is something that needs to be stopped. We've got a video. The last newsletter is a video. It's a video by a guy named Varane. He's from Paris, France, originally. He now lives in Canada. And he's got a talk that he did, and that's what the video is. The title of the talk is Nutritional Status of GMOs. And he explains that what the problem with GMOs really is that there's Roundup in all the food, this glyphosate, and it is extremely damaging to your health. And he explains it better than anybody I've ever seen. It's about a 40-minute video. It's worth seeing. It's worth seeing more than once, and you ought to pass it on to people. If you take the newsletter, you've gotten it recently. It's the last one that went out. If you don't get our free newsletter, you can go to the website, dirtdoctor.com, go to the archives, or easier, go to Facebook. Facebook, it's right there at the top on facebook.com/thedirtdoctor. And I would ask you not only to listen to it and learn like I did about a very easy way to explain why Roundup is so damaging to your health. It hurts the bacteria in your gut is what it does. And then that is related to all of these different diseases, the major ones, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, autism in children, cancer, and the list goes on and on and on. It's not a mystery. I mean, it's pretty simple to understand. When you first listen to him, he's got a very strong accent, and you've got to kind of pay attention once you catch on to his accent. It's really good. Dr. Varane, who used to be a proponent of GMOs. So check it out on our latest newsletter. And if you want our newsletter, it's free. Sign up for it on the homepage. of DirtDoctor.com. Got an open line for you. As Logan said, the number is 866-444-3478. Here's Myra in Lockport, Illinois. Hi, Myra.
Hi.
What can
I
do
you
for
today?
You? I'm doing well, and you?
Okay. Have a question for you.
Okay.
I was given a Meyer lemon tree last year. I had it outside on the deck, and it was doing okay. I brought it in for the winter, and the leaves started falling off of it. Then it did get blooms, and the blooms fell off of it. It started turning brown on the stem and all of the branches and moving down towards the bottom. Well, new growth is starting to come out from the bottom now, so I cut the brown area off, and now I have a green stem going down, but it's like half of the tree is left and the new growth coming up. Do you have any idea of what's going on with this lemon tree?
Well, probably what has happened, Myra, is stress related to the move. Whenever you move a plant from outside to inside or the reverse of that, you've got to always remember that when you make a dramatic change, you've got to adjust a couple of things. For example, when you bring a tree of any kind, the Meyer lemon is actually fairly easy to grow. But when you move it from an outside condition to an inside condition, you're changing the quantity and the quality of the light that it gets tremendously. Even if you have a skylight, even if you have it by a window, even if you know you've got artificial light, you're changing it dramatically from what it's used to getting. And what most people do, and so I'm throwing this out to see if maybe this is part of your issue, what most people do is they continue to water and or fertilize on the schedule that they were using outside. And if you do that, that means you're watering way too much. You've really got to drop the amount of watering that you do when you bring a plant from inside to outside, because that water is not going to be going away as fast. And because of that stress and that change of light, you know, it may cause a stress that will bring on some pathogens, fungus or bacterial pathogens to the top of the tree, and you might need to spray it with some cornmeal juice or the commercial product Serenade or something like that that helps with that. But it's probably just related to water. And if you fertilize, it could be related to fertilizer too, but generally water is the main culprit.
Okay, that's my next question with regard to the fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
I've been looking in regular big box stores and that for a fertilizer for the citrus trees, and mm-hmm. I can't find anything.
Well, the nice thing about this natural organic program that I recommend, you don't have one fertilizer for one plant and another for another kind of plant and another for another. We use basically the same fertilizers, dry molasses, alfalfa-based products, the Garrett juice mixture for all plants, because we're fertilizing the soil. We're not fertilizing the plants. We're indirectly fertilizing the plants, but the main thing we're doing is feeding the biological activity in the soil, and that's why we use the same stuff for everything. You know, we use coffee grounds, for example, for potted plants a lot. It's a great natural fertilizer. Some people use nothing but coffee grounds and compost and their own version of Garrett juice mixed up to spray the foliage and drench into the soil. Have you been using things like Miracle-Gro and synthetic blue-green fertilizers?
Yes.
Okay. That's probably part of the problem. It's a terrible fertilizer, just terrible. It is synthetic. It's not balanced. It doesn't have any carbon in it. It has no organic matter in it. It has a very poor complement of trace minerals. And it builds up salts, like all synthetic fertilizers do. So if you'll switch over to the Garrett juice, and the formula is on my website and in my books, or you can buy the commercial version, either way you want to go. Start using some coffee grounds. Start using some compost that hopefully is available at some of your stores near you, and go the organic route. I think you'll see your lemon mire perk up and just do great things. But you still might have that issue of, you know, when you move it inside out or outside in, being careful about that transition. When you move a potted plant that you've had to store for the winter inside, when you move it outside, one of the things that people can make the mistake of doing is putting it out in the full sun day one and sunburning it. So you have to kind of gradually build it up to the direct sunlight again. That's what I'd recommend. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else, but I think that going organic will solve your woes. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, I'll be back with you right after this. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, or gluten and are naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love the Victor. I feel strongly that your dogs will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
We know probiotics are good for digestive health, but what about your skin? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products can disrupt the balance of the friendly bacteria on your skin. That's why Dr. O'Hara's probiotics merge ancient Japanese fermentation skills with probiotic and prebiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line to help revive and support balanced microecology for healthy skin. Their Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, promotes optimal skin ecology while clarifying and rebalancing even sensitive skin without drying. Their Magoroku lotion combines Dr. O'Hara's award-winning pre- and probiotic isolate with 14 oxygenating plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to restore your glow. Research confirms it inhibits growth of harmful bacteria that can cause skin disorders. Use it alone or with your favorite serums. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic skincare is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine stores.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The Sick Tree Treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products, and one of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high-nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, with you, and we're going to Austin. Nathan's listening to the streaming on iTunes, I see. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Doing great.
I got a question for you. I had two flame vines that were climbing up up some posts and starting to go on top of a pergola that I had built, and we had a really rough winter, and it knocked them out completely. What should I replace them with? I'm trying to go something a little more native, not so invasive.
Okay. I'm not familiar with the common term flame vines. Do you know what the actual botanical name is?
I don't know. The tag that came with it from my local place said it was a Mexican flame vine, and it put out a orange trumpet-like flower.
Flame vine. Okay. That's a new one on me, that common name. The vines that have trumpet flowers that are very tough, especially there in Austin, would be number one on the list would be cross vine. Some people call it iron cross vine. It's an evergreen. It has tubular flowers that are probably 2 inches long, I guess. It's in full bloom right now here in the Dallas area. And they come in pure red, pure yellow, or a combination of yellow and red. But just it's usually just sold as iron plant. Or I'm sorry, as cross vine. But some people do add the word iron to it. But cross vine is how I have it listed in my books and also on the website on dirtdoctor.com. The other vines that I plant, I just planted some Confederate jasmine. Confederate jasmine is about to bloom right now, and it just has spectacular fragrance. And it will sometimes freeze back to the ground here in Dallas, but in Austin, it ought to be durable as it can be for you. A combination of it and the cross vine, you know, the white and the red could be quite nice.
Are they pretty aggressive? They would climb.
They climb very well. Also, passion flower is extremely aggressive. I have a white one that is a little bit harder to find that I have up on our overhead structure, and it didn't even die this winter. It stayed green. In fact, I've got to get up and cut it back some. Passion flower at the nurseries will generally be the purple flower.
Yes, sir.
And the native one is pretty aggressive. It climbs like crazy, but it will also spread underground and pop up in places. So you have to be a little bit careful with it. Let's see.
Well,
what else.
on top of a pergola, which one would give me kind of the most shade?
Crossvine would be kind of hard to beat. It's a durable, extremely durable plant. You could do wisteria, and you could do grapevines, and you could do a lot of other vining plants, but crossvine would be hard to beat.
All right. Well, I really appreciate it.
Appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. And we've got wide open lines. If you guys want to jump on here to talk about something, it gives me a chance to catch up on a couple of things I wanted to do. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I have been involved in some planting projects, tree planting projects, and it made me realize how tough it sometimes is to get the word across about some pretty simple things. And I've started looking around on other jobs, and I saw a project just driving in this morning, and it just makes me want to bang my head against the wall. This tree planting mistakes that are made out there, and the most common one that I'm running into, and it's like it's getting worse, is that the trees are planted generally too deep in the ground to start with, and then these contractors are building these great big rings around the tree. They sometimes do it with soil, they sometimes do it with mulch, and it's bad in a couple of different ways. One is it just looks terrible to start with. And secondly, it's a maintenance problem. You have to work around it. It should be taken out at some point in time. Generally, it's not. Most commonly, what happens is it caves in and ends up filling up on the trunk a little bit more, flare being way down deep in the ground. So on projects where I'm involved and the contractors do that, and yeah, the ones I recommend sometimes still do it, and it's hard to get them to completely get away from it because the guys that actually do the work in the field are used to being told to do that, and or they're used to doing it themselves, and they just keep doing things that they've been doing. But what I have them do is to spend the time to take it all off, rake every bit of it off and haul it off, or, you know, deposit it somewhere else on the site. I don't want any tree rings at all around the trees. Don't want any mulch built up around the trees. What we want is for a wide, ugly hole to be dug, nothing but the soil from the hole go in to backfill. The tree be planted real high, of course, so the flare is dramatically showing. And that means taking soil off of the ball the way it comes from the growing operation or from being dug in the wild. Because when they're dug from the wild and balled in burlap, soil tends to get thrown up on top of the ball and up on the flare. So the first thing you want to do is remove all that, dig a wide, ugly hole, set the tree in that hole so that the flare's a little bit above the ground or a lot above the ground, allow for settling. And then you backfill with the soil. You water the soil in by flooding it, putting the hose down in the soil, having the weight of the water settle the soil. You don't need doing tamping or anything. And then you leave it completely, perfectly flat across the grade, at the grade of the ground. Then there's one more step to do, and I'll tell you some other things not to do when I come back about tree planting. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back right after this.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garajuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garajuice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back. The last step of planting a tree is to mulch it. I still recommend mulching the tree. And you say, oh, you just said you don't want the big ring and all that. Nope, don't want that. That's terrible. What we do want is a nice thin layer of mulch, starting with the thickest part of it out at the edge of the hole. You know, you've dug this big wide hole. The thickness of the mulch out there needs to be 2-3 inches, not 6 or 8 inches, but, you know, just a reasonable amount of thickness. And then as it goes in toward the trunk, it gets thinner than that to where it's nothing a foot from the trunk. So there's nothing at all piled up on the flare of the trunk. That's the proper way to plant. The tree will like it if you've watered it in properly, which I explained. Just flood it and let it soak. You don't need that big watering ring. It doesn't do any good. You don't need, now, a few other things. You don't need a green watering gator bag on it. That keeps moisture and shade on the trunk, artificially creating an artificial situation for the trunk. You especially, and I will congratulate the landscape industry. They ignore some of the recommendations about wrapping the trunk pretty well. There's very few people that listen to that nonsense and wrap any kind of gauze or paper around the trunk. Some people recommend doing that, saying that it'll prevent borers. Well, borers aren't that stupid. Borers have, for years, been smart enough to know that they can go under the wrapping, below it or above it, to get to the trunk, and that the wrapping actually gives more protection for pathogens, diseases, and the insects than not having it. If you think sunburn is a problem, and it sometimes is if you've planted a real weak tree that was grown in a nursery too close together and the sun might be a problem on it, what you do in that case is paint it with a whitewash like Tom Sawyer. You mix a latex paint. The research from the USDA ARS is to use white paint. But I think it looks better if you use a paint that's about the color of the bark. Just kind of match it up pretty close. Get a latex paint, non-toxic paint. Mix it with some water so it's thinner, and paint it on the trunk. And then the trunk, that will protect against sunburn if that's an issue. Usually it's not. Sometimes it is. If it's, you know, thin bark trees like these maples that I don't think are very well adapted anyway. But paint the trunk with this whitewash of paint. The trunk, the tree will grow and push the paint off, and it'll naturally acclimate to the natural conditions again. Staking, do as a last resort only if you have to. 95 at least percent of trees are firm enough in their root balls to not need to be staked. If you do need to do it, stake. Then we have some techniques on the website on dirtdoctor.com that we recommend. Never leave staking on more than one growing season if you have to do it. I've planted a lot of trees, and I've never had – we used to put in our specifications when I did design for big commercial projects. We'd put in the specifications how to stake them, how to stake the trees if they needed to be staked. It wasn't in the base bid. It was an ad alternate if it had to be done. And we did some really big commercial projects and had to stake almost no trees and saved the clients a lot of money as a result. Michael in Bedford is next up. Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. What's up?
I have a small a yard on the side that has a strip, and it's got a ton of dollar weed. It just this year seems to have exploded. It was suggested to me that the only way I could get rid of it was to dig it out, which I don't have time to do that. We are organic, so I just wanted a good way to get rid of it.
Well, I can give you a way, but let's make sure we're talking about the right plant first, okay?
Okay.
Is this growing real low to the ground?
Yes, and it has long. When you do pull it out, it has little white. It's easy to pull out, but it has little white streamer kind of roots.
Okay. In other words, it's not sticking up above the grass and being real shiny. It's kind of a dull color.
Yes.
Okay. That's not dollar weed.
Okay.
That's dichondra.
Okay.
And dichondra, we've got in our books, and it's on the website and everything. First thing I'll have to say to you is that I'm actually encouraging dichondra at my place. I use it in the cracks between the big stepping stone walkway that I have that has that's sown on sand. I encourage it, and I have a hard time getting the people that work there to understand that I like this plant and I don't like this one. But dichondra is a real pretty little ground cover. If you don't want it, though, really easy to kill with the selective organic herbicide called Agrilawn.
Okay.
Crabgrass killer, Agrilawn, Agrilawn. Used to be called Lawn Weasel, and it may still be in some of the stores as Garden Weasel Crabgrass Control. What it is, it's a fascinating product. Its active ingredient is cinnamon.
Oh, interesting.
And the base carrier in it is potassium bicarbonate, which is like baking soda, you know, but potassium instead of sodium. What you do is you wet down, and I'm consulting on a large residential project where there's actual dollar weed, which is harder to kill, and it's killing it too.
Sure.
But dichondra, it would knock out without any question. You wet the area down, you dust the stuff, and you need to not use the shaker top on the container. If you buy one of the containers, the holes are too big.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes out too clumpy and too much.
Okay.
So what you do, one, you can buy the bag, a 40-pound bag, and it's a whole lot less expensive. But if you buy the small container, just throw that cap thing away and get some kind of a duster, like a dusting miser or a turkey baster will work okay, or any of the bulb dusting things, so that the powder that comes out in a puff, you know, real, real fine, and settles on the area you're treating with a light coating of this product, turns yellow first and then black and kills the weeds and doesn't hurt the turf.
Okay. What if I am incorrect and it is dollar weed? Is there
well, dollar weed is taller. It's like 6 or 8 inches tall, and
and each
leaf is about the size of a 50-cent piece up to a silver dollar.
Okay, no, then it's they got dichondra.
Yeah, dichondra is dime size or smaller.
Okay.
And that sounds like what you have.
Great. Okay, I appreciate it.
But
thank
if you can't bring yourself around to loving dichondra like I do, that's how you kill it.
Well, it's just getting it's going everywhere in the flower beds, and it's very aggressive.
Okay. Well, just before you kill it, you can kill it with this stuff, but before you kill it, stand back and think. You know, it's not a bad-looking ground cover in the beds. I might kind of encourage it there and just try to kill it out in the turf.
Or send it to you, right?
That's right.
Okay,
thank you, Michael.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
It's Ellen's turn in Dallas. Hi, Ellen.
Yes, how are you doing? I love your show. I've been listening to you for years.
Well, thank you.
A couple of years ago, you told me about the rose cutting, 6 to 8 inches, and I did that and just spit on the end of them. I got 8 of them. 2 of them I didn't spit on, they died. The other 6 survived, and it's been 2 years, and I planted one out, a climber, and they're blooming.
That's great.
And I went to Trader Village yesterday. I told this lady. She looked at me like I was nuts.
About using saliva as a rooting hormone?
Yeah, instead of hormone, and she said, huh?
It works.
Yeah, and another thing for fertilizer, a friend of mine said put lime in the hole when you plant your peppers and tomatoes, but I've always used Epsom salt.
Epsom salts is better, especially in this part of the world where we have high pH soils. People that have lower pH soils, acid soils, tend to have a deficiency of lime in the soil. You know, that's where you use a high calcium lime. But in our soils where we have plenty of, the alkaline conditions already, Epsom salts is a much better way to go, because what we do have a deficiency in almost every case is magnesium and sulfur. Well, guess what Epsom salts is? It's magnesium sulfate.
Well, so I can use it on my house plants too, right?
Sure, yeah. Just don't overdo it.
I'm disabled, so I have to work on my knees out in the garden. And I found this fork that you use for barbecue, like you put your weenies on it.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a miniature spading fork, but it's small. And it works wonders to dig up the ground.
Oh, good. Okay.
For, you know, people that have to work on their knees. But I just love your show. I listen to it every Sunday. My grandkids know. Leave Mama alone. She's listening to her radio.
Well, thanks for being there, and help us spread the word.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ellen.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Epsom salts has a lot of benefits. In fact, Judy and I, we both have some sore muscles from time to time, mine from golf and gardening, hers from tennis. And we soak in some mustard bath mixture sometimes, but started adding Epsom salts to it. Epsom salts just really, really good for you for achy muscles and just putting, you know, those nutrients into your body that aren't necessarily very available, bioavailable from the food that we eat these days in a lot of cases. Mike in Chico, California. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Howard. Good morning. I spoke to you once before about a landscape project that I've become involved with. Even though I don't live here, I'm living here now, and we do have a landscape architecture firm that has handled things. And you warned me about landscape architects, even though you are one, and I'm an architect and a viticulturist, so I have a little bit of it. But you were right; most landscape architects are not that involved with organics and having things properly planted. We've got a lot of new trees. The last ones that went in fall, when they were still completely dormant, were ginkgos. And with my supervision, still two of them, too many of them, were not planted high enough, and they were not watered in at the bottom. So we have several of them, I'd say 10 of them, that are still too deep, and they've been in only since fall, as they said. I would expect, and I'd like your advice on that it would not be a bad thing now to go ahead and put spades down in.
Wouldn't
there
be bad. Oh, Mike, hang on, and let's do this break and come back and not be rushed on this. Howard Garrett back right after this. I have a great recommendation for container gardening. Smart Pot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit Kyolic.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
And let's see where we are. We were talking to Mike about landscape architects not being into organics much in Chico, California. Still there, Mike?
I certainly am, Howard.
Question.
I don't want to blame on them. They will certainly listen to me. It's just that, as you said when you and I spoke quite some time ago, it's unusual that landscape architects are that involved with organics, and that's kind of the case. But this really is a very good group. I'm certainly not going to knock them, but
no, they're not. They're just not taught about it in college. Is the problem? You know, you have to come out of college learning it another way and just shift yourself. And most people are not comfortable doing that. You're right. That's the problem.
Well, exactly. I mean, when I went to viticulture and enology school at UC Davis, I was taught everything that I had to de-learn when I started planting my vineyards in Sonoma County. So, yes, it's all that University of California, Davis is like so many of the major agriculture universities, where their monies come from sources that where they're basically suited for creating the huge corporate vineyards in the Central Valley.
Sure.
And that's nothing like my vineyards in the premium wine growing areas of Sonoma County.
Right. Yeah, it's just a fact of life. It's what, you know, we use with this organic approach. We just have to do it on our own. Your question, as we had to break away, was, does it help to go ahead and expose plants that were too deep in the ground? The answer is absolutely a dramatic yes.
And well, the question more specifically, and maybe you're answering, I don't mean to step on you, Howard, but there are several of them that are high enough, and I'm going to assume that it won't be a problem with the others to get as big a shovel as we can and dig up as much of that as possible and raise the ones that are still too low. This is actually in a row to provide shade for a driveway.
Well, you can raise them if they're still young enough to raise them. If they've been there a while and the roots have had time to grow out pretty well and get established, you're going to do more damage than good if you dig them up and raise them. And that's the case where I just recommend using the air spade and going down and exposing the flare and leaving a depression. There's no question it's going to do that. But the fact about it is that the depression will be filled in by the flare over a period of time. And the tree will grow much faster. It'll be much healthier. I've got the perfect proof of that in my backyard. I have now arguably the largest ginkgo in Dallas.
I've seen pictures of it on your site.
Yeah, and mine's a fraction of the age of some of the ones that used to be the champions. So it without question will help the tree. And I think the ginkgo is more affected by it than a lot of other trees because it's such an ancient tree. It likes to have compost. It likes to have carbon. It likes to have microbiotic activity. And it likes to have a healthy flare, it seems to me, more so than other trees.
Well, that's good to know. I'll decide about the amount of growth on this. They're just leafing out now.
How long have they been there?
Put them in, I think it was early December.
Oh, this year?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I changed my recommendation. Go ahead and raise them.
That's kind of what I thought. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought they'd been there a couple of years or something.
No. So, okay. Well, Howard, thank you very much. I really enjoy your program. I wish there was something more like this. And my goodness, I can't find anything in the whole state of California.
Well, it's interesting. California has a reputation of being much more organic than Texas, but it's just the opposite. Texas, because of you know, our show and John Dromgoole's show in Austin and Bob Webster in San Antonio and Malcolm Beck started in the beginning. We just have more information here available from the landscaping standpoint than any other state in the country. If I can ever be of any service to any of your projects out there, Mike, let me know.
Thank you. I'll probably email you anyway just to give an idea about some of the things I do. You might be interested. I'd even like to comment on Augusta National.
I love to. Yeah.
I played it the membership is something else.
Everything about it is something else. It's
yes.
Quite a story. Well, enjoy the tournament today, whoever you're rooting for. Justin Rose and Jordan are going to be playing together. I like both of them, but of course, I know Jordan, and I'm hoping he can pull it off this year.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be white. As a matter of fact, I have the Golf Channel on right now.
All right, good. Enjoy it.
Well, without my volume, listening to you and watching it.
Thank you, Mike. I got to run. Thanks.
Thank you.
Those of you holding, I'll help you off the air before I get away from here. I really appreciate everybody being there today. Some interesting questions and comments, and had fun being with you. We'll be with you through the week on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Check out the new newsletter. Please listen to that video that is in the new newsletter. Let me know what you think about that, and please share it with other people. Easiest way to listen to it is to go to facebook.com/thedirtdoctor, and it's all about the dangers of Roundup glyphosate. Until I see you again, enjoy your gardens, and don't forget to feed and water the birds. See you next time.